Aloha. Welcome to Island Issues, our weekly public affairs program about Hawaii Island's people, issues, and concerns. Now, here's your host, Sherry Bracken.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome to Island Issues, and welcome to Christmas Eve. Because of the season, because I bet you're going to finish up your Christmas shopping or your Christmas cooking today, today's Island Issues is a bit different. We have a recording that the Air Force sends us every year, a red, white, and blue Christmas. This one featuring Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe interviewing the country trio Lady Antebellum, Charles Kelly, Hillary Scott, and Dave Haywood. The Air Force does this as a tribute and a thank you to the men and women serving our country all over the world. We'll be back with Island Issues next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. on Koa Country 107.7 FM and at 8 a.m. on Lava 105.3 FM. And we post this and all the Island Issues interviews as podcasts to our websites, lava1053.com and koacountry1077.com. I'm Sherry Bracken. Have a happy holiday. And now here's Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe and Lady Antebellum's A Red, White, and Blue Christmas.
The United States Air Force has brought you some of American music's hottest stars, and this year's no different. Since they started making music together in 2006, they've won numerous Grammys, Billboard, and Country Music Awards. And now Lady Antebellum joins me, Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe, for the 11th anniversary edition of A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss him once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Holly Jolly Christmas, performed by Charles Kelly, Hillary Scott, and Dave Haywood, also known as Lady Antebellum, who I'm proud to say are our special guests right here on A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas. Guys, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Thank you.
We're going to be listening to some of the songs from your Christmas album on this winter's night. Guys, why did you decide to do a Christmas album?
Well, I guess, you know, half of it is we've always wanted to. I mean, of course. And a friend told me, he goes, man, you're doing a Christmas album. He goes, that's kind of a little stamp of you've really arrived, you know, because not too many artists, you know, are lucky enough to get to do that. And it made me think about that. And I haven't really thought about, you know, kind of where we are in our career right now in a while, you know, because you're just always working hard and you're kind of always thinking ahead. And but it hit me. It was like, man, what a great moment for us as a band, you know, after three albums to be able to do a Christmas album, you know, and you know, to have the label really support us on this. And we've always dreamed about it. And, you know, we want to be that kind of band and have that kind of Christmas album that people every year turn on when they are decorating the Christmas tree or you know, riding out to do their shopping. You know, I can think of all the ones that remind me of that. Martina McBride's record. More recently, you know, Michael Bublé record. You know, you just have those memories. And so hopefully we can be that album for people.
On this record, you guys took a bunch of Christmas standards and made them your own. Hillary, what did you enjoy about making this album, and which song do you like the most from it?
This record was really fun because we really, from a production standpoint, went there with the horn section and the strings and everything. But one of my favorites is the most simple, I think, out of all of them, and it's the First Noel.
The First Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They look it up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so
First Noel, track number 6 on Lady Antebellum's Christmas album, On This Winter's Night. You recorded this album last summer, guys. How did you get into the Christmas mood in the middle of summer?
Dave brought in decorations.
Yeah. lots of eggnog and Christmas lights. I mean, we, in all seriousness, you know, it was probably 100 degrees in Nashville. There's actually a heat wave going through at the time. And we kind of had to just deck it out, decorate with little fake trees and lights throughout the studio. But
you wore a tacky sweater, too.
I did wear a sweater one day, probably with bells on it, a nice knit sweater. came with bells on.
Well, luckily, too, the studio is so dark, you know, that time kind of gets lost.
Windows.
Yeah, time gets lost for a little while, and so you really do kind of can immerse yourself in that feeling. But it was cool. We got ourselves in that mood and really treated it like a normal record. I mean, we did. We spent just as much time on this Christmas album as we do our other records. You know, it was special to treat it like that because, like Hillary said before, you know, this record, you know, if it's well received, live on even longer than the other albums because every year, you know, people will pull out their old Christmas records, you know, and so that's our hope. We want to be like Brenda Lee, be singing one of our songs 50 years down the road.
Speaking of the traditional songs being played over and over, do you guys have any childhood memories of Christmas albums? And when you hear a song, specific song, does it bring back some of those memories?
Totally.
Yeah.
Gosh, that Brenda Lee record, I mean, not the record, but that specific song, you know, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, there's just something about it. It's so fun. I mean, you can't ever get tired of that. It feels so Christmas, and songs like that. And more recently, you know, we actually tackled that Mariah Carey song. It's kind of funny when, you know, I told people we were doing that song, they're like, really, that Mariah Carey song? But we did a little bit more of a stripped down version of it and slowed it down, and Hillary sings lead on it. songs like that, again, that All I Want for Christmas, it was such a fun song that you can't help but put a smile on your face when you listen to that. And I think that'll be a song, you know, that she'll have 100 years down the road, you know, because it's just so well done.
And we knew we didn't want to try to tackle the way she did it on our record because it's just perfect. Her vocal, the production, everything. And when you really listen to that lyric, it is kind of sad and somber. You know, it's like you're saying all I want for Christmas is you. I can have all these other things, but all I want is you. And that person's obviously not there. She wouldn't be singing that. So we slowed it down and made it more reflective.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
For Christmas is You from Lady Antebellum's album On This Winter's Night. Coming up after the break, more from Lady A, including how their lives have changed since they've become megastars, and of course more great Christmas music right here on A Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas.
Aloha, and here's our brief interruption. This is Island Issues. I'm Sherry Bracken. But rather than do the usual kind of interview that we do on Island Issues, we thought today we'd give you an opportunity to enjoy shopping and cooking for the holiday and listening to an interview by Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe. He's in the Air Force with the singing group Lady Antebellum. The United States Air Force produces these red, white, and blue Air Force shows and sends them to us every single year. This This is an edited version of the interview that was conducted with Lady Antebellum in 2012. We will return next Sunday morning with an Island Issues that deals again with rat lungworm disease. On January 7th, we'll talk with Hawaiian Volcano Observatory scientists about the current status of Mauna Loa and about community meetings they'll be holding in January. You may hear us Sundays at 6:30 a.m. on Koa Country 107.7 FM or at 8 a.m. on Lava 105.3 FM, and we post these interviews as podcasts at lava1053.com and at koacountry1077.com. Click on Island Issues and then on the Island Issues microphone. The Air Force produces these programs as a big thank you to all of the people serving in the military. And we at Lava 105.3 and at Koa Country 107.7 FM, we also salute everybody who is in the military now or has been. Let's get back to a red, white, and blue Air Force Christmas. And thank you for being part of our listening family.
Welcome back to a red, white, and Air Force Blue Christmas. I'm Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe here in Spotland Studios in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, with our special guest, Lady Antebellum. Guys, you seem very down to earth, and I want to ask, how exactly have your lives changed since you struck it big with your first album?
We're all married.
All married. All happy. We've gotten a lot busier. I mean, you know, starting off, gosh, I just remember riding around, you know, in Charles's Jeep Grand Cherokee. We would drive to shows and book them ourselves, and gosh, that was 2006, so, you know, 6 years later, to be able to be out in a tour bus, and you know, this year was our first chance at really playing arenas. So that's a huge total dream come true to be in these big places. You have a big production, a big tour, a big show. But, you know, I think personally, we all feel like we're in the same place. We feel like we've grown closer as friends. And we've been through pretty much everything every day for the past 6 years. We've been doing that together. So we feel closer. But I feel like our personal lives have done nothing but hopefully get better. And they will continue to, as long as we stay close as friends and stay close to be able to write together. And no divas. No one's head is blown up.
Each other grounded for sure. And our spouses, obviously, now too. They're really good at that. And I think the thing that's changed the most, hands down, is our schedule. When we started out, we still found ways to make ourselves busy, but now we just really are, you know? And so this is actually, this Christmas season, we really aren't touring up until the holidays, you know? And so this will be a great season for us to really just be with our family and make wonderful memories and nurture those relationships that we miss so much whenever we're gone.
It'll be a good time to start building some of those traditions that people do. You mentioned it a little bit, but I'd like to expound on that. How difficult is it to stay grounded whenever, you know, you guys are such big stars?
Well, you know, we're lucky. I mean, we have our spouses that help do that. My spouse puts me in my place all the time, and each other. It's one of those things, you know, when you're in a group, you know, you're constantly having to compromise, and it probably would be a little easier if it was just yourself and, you know, maybe to kind of, I don't know, almost get too much power with it all. But now we have to compromise on everything, and so it just keeps you grounded naturally, I think. You know, and that's the beautiful thing about it. And we've, you know, we just trust our team so much, you know, our management, our label, and everybody that helps push this machine along, and it allows us to kind of focus on the music. We try to not take ourselves too seriously with all this. I mean, we understand this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and Hillary's mom has been in the business, my brother's in the business, and so we understand it's one of these things that can be taken away from us at any moment, you know, and so we try to appreciate it, you know.
Absolutely. And two, I mean, we're doing what we've dreamed of doing, and we feel like we have the greatest job in the world, but at the end of the day, there's so many other people who go to work every day and do the job that they love that was their biggest dream. And so what we do puts us on a stage and puts us in front of people a lot, but it's really just a job. Mm-hmm. I mean, we love it. We're living our dream, but it's just like any other job. Mm-hmm. It just has a little bit different exposure and the details are a little bit different.
Well, you guys did do such a good job on this album. Why don't we listen to another track from it?
Do a fun one. We have two ballads. We need something fun.
All right, well, I'll let you introduce it. Which one do you want?
This Christmas is fun.
This Christmas.
Donny Hathaway.
Yeah. There you go. That song. That's a good one.
Gonna be together. Oh,
A red, white, and Air Force blue Christmas. I'm Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe here in the studio with Charles Kelly, Hillary Scott, and Dave Haywood, otherwise known as Lady Antebellum. Guys, you wrote a track for this album called On This Winter's Night. Charles, I really like that song. How did you guys come up with it?
Well, we wrote this with a good friend of ours. His name's Tom Douglas, and we wrote I Run to You with him, and he wrote Hello World. Mm-hmm. He's just such a poet. And so when it came time to think about a Christmas record, well, we knew we wanted to do standards for most of it, because I think people, you know, when you're riding down the road, you want to hear that familiar Christmas music that you grew up on. And so that was the first goal, but we knew we wanted to have at least one that could stand the test of time and at least kind of blend in with the rest of them just as well. And so we wrote this song on this winter's night, and it started with an idea that Tom had brought in, and it was beautiful. He came in and started playing this verse melody with all these beautiful lyrics, and we were instantly moved by it, and it puts me at Christmas Eve. And all that preparation for the next day, all that excitement for the next day. One of the things that my wife has brought into our house is, and I know a lot of people do this, is Christmas pajamas or Christmas Eve. You know, mm-hmm. we can give out the pajamas on Christmas Eve. And I don't know, I kind of put myself in that mode. You know, we're sitting there and you have a little glass of wine. And it's just, you're so excited. And so that was kind of the mindset, you know, I tried to go in when we wrote that. And it does, it puts me there on Christmas Eve. So on this Christmas Eve, I'm just going to listen to our song over and over and over again that night. That would be very lame.
10 years from now, I could see people opening up some pajamas and
there you go,
drinking some wine and listening to
this. Hot apple cider, too.
Ooh,
I'm
yeah.
telling you guys, hot apple cider. Put it in there. Heat it up. Put your mullein spices in there. Throw in a couple little sticks of cinnamon. I'm telling you, if you're an adult, throw a little bit of bourbon in there. It's going to be a great winter's night.
All right. Well, here we go, guys. Get out your wine, your mullein spices, and your bourbon. Here it is, Lady Antebellum with On This Winter's Night.
This winter's night, stars shine like silver bells. This winter's night, the mistletoe won't kiss and tell. Snowflakes fall like frosting and ice in the streets. Strangers look like neighbors with every smile that you meet. But here in my arms I'll keep you warm and hold you tight. On this winter's night, lights will trim the tree. On this winter's night, wrap a present or two for you and me. Tuck our children into bed and dream the night away. Till the sun dawns in the morning with the joy of Christmas Day. Here in my arms, I'll keep. On this winter's night, on this winter's night. Thank you.
I was deployed over Christmas a couple years back, and I remember sitting in the chow hall somewhere and hearing, "I'll be home for Christmas." And that last line in there, "If only in my dreams," really stood out.
I was
really pleased to see that you guys did that song. I would like to end the show by playing that song, if you guys don't mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, that's funny you said that. I mean, that's got to like hit home a lot, thinking about that. That's got to be probably the ultimate example of the sacrifice that you men and women are making when you're not able to be home for Christmas. I mean, I can't imagine not being with my family. And so, you know, that says it all, you know. So we appreciate what you guys do, and again, allowing us the freedom to be able to be with our families and have that security and that feeling of safe on Christmas. So
thank you.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve
Can't thank you guys enough for being a part of the show. As a fan and as a military member, I just really want to say that your presence here has been appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For having us.
And thanks for everybody in uniform for what you do. We are eternally grateful for you guys.
And we here at Lava 105.3 FM and Koa Country 107.7 FM, we're grateful too to all the men and women who serve in the military currently and who have served. This is Island Issues, and I'm Sherry Bracken, and we just listened to a Red, White, and Air Force Blue Christmas provided to us by the United States Air Force at no charge to share with you. It's their way of saying how grateful they are to the men and women who serve. Their guests, as interviewed by Tech Sergeant Harry Kibbe, were the members of the singing group Lady Antebellum, Hillary Scott, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood. This was recorded a few years ago. Thank you again so much to the Air Force. We'll see you next Sunday morning for another Island Issues. Until then, please, let's all live and drive with aloha. Ahoi ho.
Thank you for listening to Island Issues. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Email us, info@lava1053.com. Join us again next week for another edition of Island Issues, a service of Hawaii Island's Mahalo Multimedia.